with The Organist Entertains, and Jeff Barker, Alec Leader, and Brian Sharp, who are all standing by to play for you this evening. But before we hear from them, if you've had a hard week and you're just beginning to unwind and relax, ready for the weekend, how about calling in on Ina Barger, who's had champagne on ice all evening? The trouble is, she only seems to have enough for two. Ah well, just a sip each then. Champagne for two, delightfully served by Ina Barger at the console of Les Rawls' North Altwurlitzer. And here's Jeff Barker at our own BBC theatre organ to play a song with a very small but meaningful title, If. Thank you. Jeff Barker, and If. Now, I wonder if any, how can I put it, more mature listeners remember a Paramount motion picture called Murder at the Vanities. Well, if so, perhaps you also remember a song from that film called Marijuana. Marijuana from Jeff Barker at the BBC Wurlitzer. On to the first of our electronic spots this evening, with Alec Leader playing the Kimball Camelot and a song which fans of the Blackpool organ scene will instantly recognise as Phil Kelsall's signature tune, Thank You for the Music.
Thank you.
The 1977 ABBA hit song, Thank You for the Music, from Alec Leader, who not only plays the songs, he writes them as well. Or so he says. Alec Leader, writing the songs with one hand and playing them with the other. And a foot, of course, on the Kimball Camelot. Electronic organ number two this evening is the Rehar Orchestra, superbly exploited as ever by Brian Sharp in this arrangement of Kabalevsky's Comedian's Gallop. Brian Sharp joining in the Comedian's Gallop. And back to Ina Barger at the North Elt Wurlitzer with one of Hoagy Carmichael's evergreen ballads, The Nearness of You. Wasn't that cosy? Ah, the nearness of you from a romantic Enabaga. Now, I think it's high time we had a look at some concert details for the coming week. The Manchester International Organ Festival is still in full swing, and on Tuesday the 22nd at 12:30 p.m, the resident organist of the Davenport Theatre Stockport, Joyce Aldred, plays the Free Trade Hall Wurlitzer. And that same evening at 7:30, we're delighted to welcome that marvellous Australian organist, Tony Fenlon. And the final two concerts of the theatre organ section of the festival take place on Friday the 25th, when I shall be there to try and entertain our lunchtime visitors at 12:30, and at 7:30 p.m. the return of Verzi organ star Franz Lambert. Other concerts this week start on Sunday the 20th with Jeff Stevenson at the City School Sheffield at 2:30 p.m, and at 10 a.m. the first public concert of the American Theatre Organ Society 1980 Convention, which in its Silver Jubilee year is being held in England, hosted by the London Chapter. And this particular event takes place at the Gaumont State Theatre Kilburn with a sherry reception, followed by a concert with George Blackmore at the Wurlitzer. Now, do you remember the programme 3 weeks ago when Phil Kelswall played 12th Street Rag on the BBC theatre organ? Well, here's Jeff Barker's version on the same instrument. Twelfth Street Rag from Jeff Barker. And here's Brian Sharp once again with part of a piece which seems to go under several different titles, ranging from Orpheus in His Underwear to On the Underground, but is actually called Orpheus in the Underworld.
Thank you.
part of Orpheus in the Underworld from Brian Sharp and the end of the show for tonight. Now, I hope to meet as many of you as possible at the Free Trade Hall during the remainder of the Organ Festival, but if not, well, I'll see you again at 10:30 next Friday evening. Thanks to producer Peter Bilbeam, whose often bark is always worse than his bite. Until next week, then, all the best. Bye-bye now.